The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi guys, you're listening to Fresh FM. Welcome back. I'm Imogen.
I'm Amna.
I'm Tihara.
And I'm Nicoli.
And today we have a very exciting episode. We're going to be interviewing some of our Sri Lankan youth. And we're going to be talking about what it's like for them living here, growing up here. This is kind of a bit of a series. We've interviewed the Chin community and their youth and also the Nepali. So we thought it was time to hear from another group. Yeah, very exciting. Okay, so I want to start by asking you a little bit about your backgrounds, just talking about coming here and where I guess you are from. Are you all from different places? So let me start by asking you, Amna, and then we can go around the room. Yeah. So just tell me, yeah, where are you from in Sri Lanka and maybe why you moved here, why you came here?
I'm from Matara, so it's like 2 hours away from where Tihara and... Oh, wait, Tihara lives.
Yeah. Is it like a small town,
big city? Yeah, it's not that big as Colombo. Like, it's a main city.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I moved here because of my education and my parents' job, basically.
Yeah, just to find a better life, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really common thing, not just for the Sri Lankan community, but for a lot of, like, migrants.
People, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Tihara?
I came from Colombo.
Yeah. That's the capital city, right?
Yeah, which is like the main city of Sri Lanka, and I moved here for like a better opportunities.
Yeah, kind of similar to Amna.
Yeah,
and your mom is studying, right?
Yeah, she's studying at NMIT.
What is she studying?
She's studying business administration.
Oh wow, that's cool. Yeah. And you, Nicoli?
I'm from Ravalpindi, and I also have similar stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Because of my dad's job. And also for, like, better education.
Yeah, cool. Is it a small town where you live?
Yeah, it's smaller than Nelson, I'd say.
Oh, wow, really? That's so cool. Have any of you guys been back? I mean, you all came at different times. Mm-hmm. So how old were you, Nicoli, when you came?
I was around 8 years old.
And Tihara?
I was 18.
Yeah.
And I was, like, 15.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So very different ages, which I think will be interesting to understand, like, the different... experiences that you guys have had through the different ages, I guess. But also, have any of you guys been home at all since you've moved here?
No.
Have you? I went like last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What was that like going back?
It was like really different. Like, I guess like weather, like it was like really different.
So hot, I can imagine.
And also like seeing my like relatives and stuff, most of them didn't like recognize me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, and all, like, the food and stuff. It's like, it was a nice experience.
Yeah. When I went to Jamaica last year, it was kind of that same thing where it was like, this is the food that I eat at home. And, like, these are the people that I only know through Skype, but it's crazy to see them in real life, you know? Yeah, so cool. Do you guys have any plans on going home anytime soon?
Next year.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That will be so exciting, I'm sure. Yes. I mean, both of you haven't been here for that long, but it's always nice to go home.
Yeah.
Okay. So my next question to you guys is, what was it like growing up in both Sri Lanka and New Zealand? And maybe what are the differences and similarities between education and school and stuff? So, I mean, for you, Nicoli, do you remember much of school in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, I feel like when I was like little, like it was much harder than... New Zealand.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff we learnt, like, in year four there, we would learn here in, like, intermediate, which is quite surprising to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's really the case. New Zealand education, there's a lot of really positives in the fact that I think they're really caring about the people and they really care about mental health and students being happy. But, damn, they're really chill with the education.
Yeah.
What was it like for you, Tihara? Because, I mean, you were 18 in Sri Lanka, like, almost graduating, and then you came to what year level?
I came to...
New Zealand, and you were in year 11, right?
Year 12.
Year 12.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because that was probably quite a hard feeling. Have your friends all graduated now?
Oh, yeah, they are.
And then, like, you ending up back in school. How did you decide to go back to school and not just... move here and not
because my mom wanted me to repeat year 12 because of credits.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. To go to a new university, like a good university, I need good credits. So.
Yeah, right. So what was it like? I guess you're 2 years older than everyone else in your grade, right? What's that been like, making friends and stuff, being a lot older than everyone else?
I mean, in my friend group, there's a girl my age.
Yeah.
And there's another girl who is like 1 year younger than me. So we are like...
all around the same age.
All around the same
age. Yeah, I think that's something that people who aren't in the multicultural community actually don't know. But when you move here, you have to repeat a lot of years if they don't think your English is up to scratch, or they think you... like, or in your circumstance, you need credits to go to university. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that's not really talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that made it really easy, like all of your classes, because you've, have you done most of it before?
Yeah, I have done most of it.
Is that boring?
No, but because by now I have forgotten what I have learned.
Yeah, true. Yeah. 2 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Amna? Because you've only moved here this year.
Yeah.
So you have really good ability to compare both school there and here. And you went to a specialized school, right? You went to like a Muslim school?
Yeah.
International school.
So it's okay. Like the same thing, because what we did, like when I was in Sri Lanka, we're already doing it right now. So it's like not too hard.
Oh, cool. So you're like at the same pace.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good thing about international schools. They're not really full on about their education.
Yeah.
Did you go to school with kids from lots of different ethnicities?
No, mostly Muslims, because it was like a Muslim school.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you going to like a non-Muslim school? I mean, you're one of the only Muslim girls at our school.
It doesn't feel right for some reason, but I guess I think I'm getting used to it, but it doesn't like feel right to be the only one wearing the hijab. And it feels like, you're like not same as everyone.
Yeah, I feel like that would be such a hard thing to like step between everyone being the same as you, understanding your values and your religion, and then just being completely isolated. I can't even imagine what that would feel like, honestly. Yeah. And it's an experience I don't think many people have to go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they treat you differently here because of your hijab?
Some people do, but like, I think I don't like mind it, because I don't really care about that. I just wear my hijab and I just live my life, I guess.
I feel like you have an interesting experience, especially because even in Sri Lanka, like obviously your main religion is Buddhism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even there, you're not the
only one.
Majority, I guess. So
there was like half of my friends was like Muslim.
Yeah.
So like
you're still used to being the minority in that context of religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So my next question is, how connected do you feel to Sri Lankan culture today, even though obviously you don't live there? I think this is especially interesting for you, Nicolie, because you've been away the longest, and 8 years old is pretty young. Yeah. I moved to Samoa when I was 7, and I didn't remember anything about New Zealand when I came back. Yeah. So how do you ensure, like, you are very connected to your culture. How do you ensure that you are?
Like I usually speak Sinhala at home. Yeah. Like, and my parents, like, speak in Sinhala to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, we go to, like, temples and, like, attend, like, Sri Lankan stuff, like
events,
cultural stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's why it's so important for us to have our multicultural events, because without them we can't uplift all the youth. So when you say you speak Sinhala at home, how do you feel like speaking your language connects you to your culture? Does that make sense?
Like, I don't know, it makes me feel Sri Lankan.
Like, that's so fair.
Yeah.
Okay, what about for you? You both haven't been here for that long. So how do you ensure mainly that you feel connected to your Sri Lankan side, but also maybe like how you're fitting into New Zealand as well? Yeah.
Well, I think we both like speak Sinhala at home, even though like I'm Muslim. But Sinhala, I used to grow up speaking Sinhala
than
Tamil. But I can speak a little bit of Tamil. And it's not the same as in Sri Lanka. But yeah, we still speak Sinhala at home.
What else do you do, Omna, to like ensure that you stay connected to your Sri Lankan culture? Do you have community? I'm pretty sure. It's a strong community.
Yeah, but like it's not like as
closer than other communities.
Yeah, because the biggest one is Buddhism, and for Muslims, it's like not much because it's just Eid and stuff.
Yeah. For Muslim Sri Lankans, I'm sure it's quite a small group. But
Tihara and Nikali, they just have New Year and so much stuff like that.
Then I guess being a different religion makes another gap again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But just in terms of the whole Sri Lankan community, mm-hmm. I know that a lot of the communities in Nelson have, like, I wouldn't say, yeah, they can be a bit separate due to religion and due to different opinions and ideas, which goes with anything, and that's okay. Do you think that the Sri Lankan community is quite tight and together, or do you have lots of different community groups?
I would say we have, like, a lot of different groups because I feel like they have, like, some people don't like each other, and that makes it hard for us to stay together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, like, small little groups, but also we come together.
Yeah, I think that's okay as well. Yeah. People assume that just because you're from the same country, or maybe just because you are both brown, you should get on. And it's like, well, we're also different people.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have anything to say about that? How do you keep connected?
I cook Sri Lankan food at home.
That's a good one,
And I like to wear sari for, like, special occasions.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. For cultural events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just little things you can do, but I feel like they do actually make a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Did you feel pressure to fit in or hide parts of your Sri Lankan identity when first moving to New Zealand?
I feel like when you, like, take Sri Lankan food to school, like, lots of people are, like, interested in what it is, and they usually, like, get a peek at it, and they're like, oh, what is that? And then it kind of makes you just feel like, oh, like, she's judging it.
Yeah. A little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't have that experience because my friend group, everyone is brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think that's something that happens a lot is just to avoid that whole, what you were saying with that, oh, what are you eating? And like, oh, you speak another language at home. You can just fit in really easily to these brown friend groups. And I love my brown friend group, and I'm so lucky to have them. But yeah, it's kind of sad at the same time that we can't just, like, hang out with people just for being people. What about you, Amna? Do you feel you have to hide any parts of you?
No, I think it's the same because, as she said, like, there's someone brown and Asian. So, like, I think we all, like, good. It. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, well, I feel like you have the most to say, Nicolai, because you went to primary school. Not to say anything, but kids can be brutal.
Yeah.
So, do you have any stories, or is it just, like, in the way of feeling a bit different?
Yeah, it's just kind of, like, they, like, I feel like New Zealand doesn't, like, have, like, certain words for, like, certain things. And then me, like, when I speak English, like, I don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, the accent can also be different.
Yeah.
So when I first started, like, the accent was really different. I didn't really understand what they were saying.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
My dad is from New Zealand, but when I first moved here, especially people down south, I was like, what are you saying? Oh my God, I don't understand. So it's completely understandable that you guys struggled with the accents.
Yeah.
I think that's something we could really talk about in, maybe not fitting in exactly, but fitting into stereotypes and stuff is people get confused when it comes to our South Asian baddies about where they're actually from. I think it's a really big misconception that people who are South Asian are automatically Indian.
Yeah.
I bet you guys have had a lot of circumstances like that. Do you guys want to talk about it?
One time, I went to the market, and this one random uncle said, "Oh, namaste." I was like, I'm not even Indian. What is saying namaste to me?
Yeah, so it's even the Indian community. That's,
Yeah.
What about for you?
I also had experiences with, like, Indian people. They talk to me in their language, like, thinking that I'm Indian. I'm like, I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Oh, that's so awkward. And do New Zealanders also assume?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's like, oh, are you from India? I'm like, No, we all Sri Lanka, get that. And they're like, oh, where's that?
Yeah. And it gets tiring having to like always tell people and correct people. I mean, looking ethnically ambiguous is annoying. Like, it's beautiful, and people who look like, oh, so, I don't know, ethnic, it's stunning, but it also can be annoying because people are constantly wondering, asking, assuming. Yeah. Okay. So, my next question is, how did your parents or older family members view life in New Zealand compared to Sri Lanka? So, kind of like, what is it like? Obviously, we're talking about what it's like for youth, but also, what is it like for adults? I mean, I know that a lot of communities, grandparents and elderly struggle with learning English. Do your parents speak English? And if not, do you guys have to support them a lot?
Yeah, kind of sometimes.
My parents aren't, like, very fluent, but, like, they can have a basic conversation.
Yeah.
But obviously they aren't, like, fluent in English. And I usually, like, help them with, like, emails or, like, documents, like signing and stuff.
I think that's a really common thing. We had a whole episode on that recently about like how by moving here and by being the only person that speaks English in a household, you're really put with a lot of pressure that kids your age usually don't have to go through. What about, what's it like for your family moving here, Amna? Are they homesick? Do your parents like it in New Zealand?
Well, I think they do like it because it's, like, better than Sri Lanka, I'd say.
Yeah.
For, like, as, like, economical.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't feel like home. Yeah. Here, to be honest.
I mean, you have a lot of your family is still in Sri Lanka. You guys are the only ones here, right?
Yeah. And they really miss their hood. They're, like, oldest daughter as much as I miss my sister.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of hard for them.
Yeah, I mean, you've told me about how your parents kind of want to go home. And I guess it's such a conflicting feeling, like wanting to go home, but also knowing that this is the best.
Yeah.
What about for you, Tahara? What do your parents, how do your parents feel about being here?
Oh, my parents love the safety and opportunities
of course.
In New Zealand.
Yeah.
But they miss the Sri Lankan community in Sri Lanka.
Like, do you guys have family here? Do any of you guys have other family?
Yeah, my uncle lives in Blenheim, so we, like, go to, like, visit them and stuff, and they come too.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I feel like family makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, my next question is, have you faced any challenges such as racism or cultural discrimination? I guess we kind of have already touched on that a bit. Yeah. Do you guys have any other stories?
Not really.
Yeah. That's, I think that's a good thing. I think that racism is very full on, and I think nowadays there's so much less of it and more of just ignorance in the form of assuming you guys are Indian and in the form of like wondering what you guys are eating for lunch. But those are just stupid things that people are saying before thinking. They're not actual malicious racism, you know what I mean? And there is a difference, and I think we can appreciate the difference, but it's still valid to hurt over those stupid things as well. Okay, so now we've got time for a song. Do you guys want to introduce it?
Yeah, sure. It's Malpan Podak by Bharti and Santosh.
Okay, hope you guys enjoy.
Mage sine obai Mage sine obai Taniyane novei Adare hadunu suna obai Obesene he mage Obesene he mage Taniyane nove
Magazine, oh, by Obesene, Magi Taniane, Nove, Adder, Adder, Puno, Soma, oh, by
Welcome back. You just listened to Malpan Podak by Bhatia and Santosh.
Okay, guys, welcome back to That's Mint. We've just been talking to the Sri Lankan youth about what it's like growing up in New Zealand. We're carrying on a new series that we've just started. So my next question for you all is, do you feel like the Sri Lankan community in New Zealand is growing? I know we just talked about how the Sri Lankan community is kind of separated into these little groups.
Yeah.
But do you think as a whole that there are more Sri Lankan people coming to New Zealand and it's getting bigger?
I feel like there's like, I see a lot of Sri Lankan people these days now, and like in my class, like in my year as well at school.
Yeah, that's
there's
so
like
cool.
A lot more Sri Lankan people.
Mm.
And yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of students that come to New Zealand.
How does that make you feel? Like having all of these different youth at your school. I mean, I guess when you first moved here, it was such a small community. Did you feel kind of like singular in that?
Yeah, I feel like I was like the only Sri Lankan at the school.
Yeah.
And now there's like a lot more people, and like it like makes you like kind of fit in more and just like feel at home, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sweet. What about you, Tehara? Do you think, what do you think is good about the community growing? What are some positives? Go.
I think the best part of our community growing is that we are able to show that we are, that we have a unique culture.
Yeah.
And that, because people always assume that we are like Indians because our countries are next to each other. Mm. They just assume, oh, you're part of India, right? No, yeah. We have our own unique heritage,
yeah.
And which has been like for thousands of years.
Mm. Yeah.
We were
yeah.
never part of India.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and being having a bigger group, right? It just enables them to see that.
And I
yeah.
feel like there's like a lot more like Sri Lankan shops and like restaurants around now.
Yeah, that's and that definitely shows, like, cool.
Oh, there's like a place called Sri Lanka.
Yeah. Just bringing education and awareness. Yeah. I mean, you guys hosted the most beautiful New Year's, and I feel like that really brought light to it as well. Yeah, just showing that you have different foods and all these different things. Yeah. Really cool. Okay, my next question is, what do you love most about being Sri Lankan? What is your favorite things about being from where you come from?
The food.
The food?
So good.
Yeah.
What kind of food do you have? What's your favorite food?
It's called kottu.
Yeah, same.
I love it.
Rice and curry. Yeah. Our curries are so good.
Yeah. I am lucky enough to have had some Sri Lankan food, and I can definitely agree it is amazing. Yeah, it's so good. What about you, Nicolai?
I feel like in our culture, there's like a lot more respect towards elders than in like New Zealand.
Yeah.
Whereas like when we like say someone's name that is not related to us, we usually like say uncle or like aunt.
Yep.
But here they just say their name. And that was like really surprising to me when I first moved here. So I was like, oh, you just call them by their name.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally know kids who call their parents by their name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Because it is really a show of respect, I feel.
Yeah.
What about you, Amna? What do you think? What's your favorite thing about being Sri Lankan?
It's just the community, the food. I think everything. I just love everything.
One.
People. And yeah, they're just ready to help and they're just really nice. And
the people of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, you can just depend on them. Like when you like need help sometimes.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love humans.
Yeah.
I'm just like in a loving mood today. But there's something so beautiful about culture. And I'm so glad that you guys love your culture and feel so safe within it. Okay, well, honestly, I think we can wrap it up there. Thank you guys so much for coming and talking to us. It was so insightful, and I love being able to hear you guys talk as a community about your experience, because one voice is little, but lots of voices make a lot of sound, and I think it's beautiful hearing the things you love and the things you struggled with and the similarities between them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to remind all of you that we have a multicultural festival or pop-up market coming up. It's on Trafalgar Street on the 18th from 4:30 onwards, and afterwards we're going to be having a multicultural youth rave. It's going to be so fun. It's only 30 minutes. I think it starts at around 8:30. I'm not 100% sure though. And come down, eat food, dance. We're going to have performances. It's going to be great. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening. Hopefully we'll see you there. Bye.
Bye guys.
Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.